Gimel. On Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the top. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, ki have a pasach with Divrei Yamim. When Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi would begin darshaning Sefer Divrei Yamim, he would say as follows, Amar Hachi, Kol Dvarecha Echad Heim. All of your words are one. Va'anu Yodim L'darshan. And we know how to darshan it, meaning there are many names in Divrei Yamim that all refer to the same exact person. And here's an example of one of those situations. The pasuk says, this is referring to the daughter of Paro, which many people translate, but say her name was Basya, right? Batya, you've heard of that name, right? But actually, this is the only pasuk in all of Tanakh, and Chumash never tells you what her name was. It's found in Divrei Yamim, and in Divrei Yamim it says her name is Bisya, not Batya, Bisya, okay? Anyway, fine. So this is talking about Bisya, or Batya, right, who got married to Kalev. Okay, the daughter of Paro got married to Kalev. So the pasuk is, V'ishto, Kalev's wife, HaYehudiya, calls her a Yehudiya, a Jewish woman, Yalda gave birth as Yered to Yered, Avi Gedor, V'es Chether, Avi Socho, V'es Yekusiel, Avi Zanoach. And the pasuk ends, Ve'ela b'nei Bisya bas Paro, these are the sons of Bisya, asher lakach Mared, who Mared took as a wife. Now all of these names, these three people that were seemingly born to Bisya, was all Moshe's names. Okay? So it says that Bisya gave birth to Moshe, and she was married to Mared, even though we know she was married to Kalev. And we know she didn't give birth to Moshe either. Batya, the daughter of Paro, didn't give birth. So the Gemara's first question is, Amai Karila Yehudiya. Why is she called Yehudiya? Just say what her name is. Al-Shum, like at the end of the pasuk, it says what her name is. Al-Shum she-kafra b'avodah zara, that the daughter of Paro went against the avodah zara of her father. Diksiv, v'teirid bas Paro l'chotz al yor. The pasuk says that the daughter of Paro went down to wash in the Nile, right? The yor. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, what does that mean? She-yarda l'chotz megilulei beis avia. She went down, basically, like Rashi says, to be megayir, to convert. She went to the mikvah. To get rid of herself from the idols of her father, asks the Gemara, Yalda, she gave birth to Moshe? She gave birth to him. V'haribuye rabise. All she did was raise him. V'amar lecha, this teaches you a very important line. Shekol hamigadol yasom v'yasoma. Anyone who raises an orphan in their house, betov beso, in their house, ma'ala alav akasav ki'ilu yaldo, says if they gave birth to him. Very important halacha. Yered, Zem Moshe. His name was Moshe, not Yered. V'lama niko shmo Yered. So why does the Divrei Yamim call him Yered? She Yared lam Yisrael man b'yamav. Because the man came down for Bnei Yisrael during his day. And it's even more than that, the Marsha points out, that the Gemara says in Maseches Tainis that the man was b'schus Moshe. Right? We know that they had a be'er, b'schus Miriam, right? And then the Anani HaKavod, B'schus Aaron. So because Moshe, they got the man. So that's what he was called Yered, because he basically brought down the man for the Jewish people in the Midbar. Gedor, Shegeder Pirtzoseim Shel Yisrael. He was called Gedor because by him, the Marshal explains, by bringing down the Torah, he created Gedarim, fences, for the, what we would have called the wild, open Jewish people. Now they had rules, kept them in line. Chever, why was he called that? Shechiber Yisrael Avi and Sheva Shemaim. That through him he connected the Jewish people to Hashem. Socho, why was he called that? Shenasalem Yisrael Kesukah. He became like a sukkah that protects the people. The Marashah says through his tefillah, he davened for Bnei Yisrael when they sinned, like with the Meraglim, etc. That protected. So he was like a socho, he was like a sukkah that protects the people inside. Yekusiel, why was he called Yekusiel? Shekivu Yisrael Kael B'yamav, because the people of Bnei Yisrael, they yearned for Hashem during his day. He got them to really connect. Zanoach, why is he called Zanoach? Shehizniach Avinoseim Shel Yisrael. He pushed away the Averus of Bnei Yisrael. By him davening, he got them kapara, he got them atonement. So all these names refer to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, in the pasuk, it said that he was Avi Gedor, Avi Chever, Avi Socho. What says Avi, Avi, Avi? So Avi, 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 says the Gemara, Av b'Torah, Av b'Chachma, Av b'Nevius, that he was the father of Torah, the father of knowledge, and the father of Nevius, of prophecy. Ve'ela b'nei Bisya. These were the sons of Bisya, Asher lakach Mared. V'chi Mared Shema, was that his name? Balo Kalev Shema, his name was Kalev. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Kalev Shemarad Be'itzas Miraglim. That Kalev rebelled against the other Miraglim. The other Miraglim wanted to do, right, spy out in a bad way. He rebelled against their report. So therefore he got the nickname Mared. Vayisa is Bas Paro, and he got married to the daughter of Paro, Shemarda Bigalule Besavia, who rebelled against the idols of her father. It was a shidduch made in heaven. Each one rebelled against the evil. Right? Okay. Back to the Megillah. The Pasuk says, Asher Hagla Mirushalayim, Asher Hagla Mirushalayim, that Mordechai was exiled from Yerushalayim. Amar Rava Shegala Me'atzmo, Mordechai exiled himself. Really, he wasn't forced out like the other Jews from Yerushalayim, from Nebuchadnezzar. But once Mordechai saw that his fellow Jews were going into exile, he went with by himself there as well. Vayihi omein es Hadassah. And he basically adopted Hadassah. What does that mean? Karila Hadassah v'karila Esther. We know that her name was Esther, but we see the Pasuk called her Hadassah. Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer Esther Shmar. Meir says really Esther was her name. Why was she called Hadassah? Hashem Hatzadikim, because Hadassah is the name of Tzadikim. Shenikru Hadassim. The branch of the Hadas branch are referred to by Tzadikim, and Esther was a righteous woman, and therefore she's called Hadassah. V'cheinu Omer v'hu omeid ben haHadassim. This is referring to Hashem. Now she says that Hashem stays amongst the righteous people. That refers to Hadassim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hadassah Shema. Really, her name was Hadassah. The Lamanik Rav Shema Esther. So why did she get the nickname Esther? Hashem Shahaisa Masteret Dvarea, because she hid her word, her words hidden. Shenemar Ein Esther Magedes Es Amav Es Molarata. That Esther never revealed to Achashverosh where she's coming from. She never told him that she was Jewish. So she hid her word. She was called Esther. Her name was Hadassah. Why was she called Esther? The other nations called her based on the Estaher. The Estaher, we had a word somewhere before, is the Yareach, the moon. That she was beautiful like the whiteness of the moon. Ben Azayomer, Esther lo arucha v'lo k'tzar. Esther wasn't long and she wasn't short. Ela bein onis, she was a middle level. My Shah says that's a special thing. Too tall is not too good. Too small is not too good. She was just the right height. Ki Hadassah, like the branch of the Hadas. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Amar Esther Yirak Rokes Haisa. Why was she called Hadassah? Because she was green like the Hadas branch. The Chutzal Chesed Meshoch Aleha. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her a certain chain that she looked in a certain way, beautiful to Achashverosh and to the other people. But really, she was green. Okay, the pasuk continues. Ki ein la ave'ein. Why did Mordechai adopt her, bring her into his house? Because she didn't have a father or a mother. Uvamos avia v'ima, when her father and her mother died, Mordechai took her. So the Gemara says, huh? Why do I need those extra words? You already said, ki ein la ave'ein. She doesn't have a father or mother. So why did you tell me when her father and mother died? Lamali. Once she became pregnant, the mother, Mace, Avia. When she became pregnant, so Esther's father died. Yaladata, when Esther was born, Mace Ima, then her mother was died. Meaning Esther never had a parent ever in her life. From the time she was born, she had no parents. From the second she was born. And when her father and mother died, Mordechai took her as a daughter. Tana Mishrib Meir, Al Tikri Labas. Don't read it that she took her as a daughter. El Labayas. Took him as a house, meaning he married her. Esther married Mordechai. Mordechai married Esther. V'cheinu Omer, another example of this. Vilarash Einkol, the pasuk in Shmuel, is referring to David HaMelech married Bathsheba. Bathsheba was originally married to Uriah Hachiti. And Uri Achiti went out to war, and David HaMelech, the way it worked was that any person that ever went to war automatically wrote a get to his wife, and therefore David was able to go ahead and marry Bathsheba, and he worked it out that Uriah would get killed anyway at war because he rebelled against David, so he deserved to die, etc. So basically what David did was he took Uriah's wife. He arranged it that it was in a kosher way, but that's what he did. So Nasan HaNavi came to David HaMelech to give him Musar. Hashem told him to give him Musar. And he gave him a mashal. The mashal that Nasan gave to David was that let's say you had a rich guy and a poor guy living in the same city. And the rich guy had big cattle and he had lots of animals. And the poor guy had a simple sheep, one sheep. And a guest came to the rich guy to come eat by him. And the rich guy didn't want to shecht any of his fancy schmancy animals for this guy. Instead, he took the poor guy's animal, poor guy's sheep, and he shechted it to give it to the poor guy. Nasan said, David HaMelech, what do you say about such a person? And David HaMelech got all upset, and he said that this guy's really chayiv misa for what he did. And not only that, but he has to pay four times the amount, like the pasuk says, that someone who steals a sheep from someone else and slaughters it is chayiv to pay four times. So Nasan went back to him and he said, you're that guy, you're that guy, because you stripped. And the poor guy is Uriah, and the keves, that sheep, is Bathsheba. You basically took from the poor guy Uriah his only lady and took him away. That was the musa that he gave. So the pasuk says over here, Vilarash, the poor person, ain't kol, he doesn't have anything. Kim kifsa, one little sheep. Achas ketana, small little sheep. Asher kanava yechaya, that he bought and lived by him. Vatigdalimo, and he grew up with him. Vimbanav yachtav, and with his sons. Mepito tochal, from his bread he ate. Umikoso tishtan, from his cup he drank. Becheko tishkav, and they lived together. Vatiglo kabas, and he was like a daughter. So that the mashal is that the Bathsheba is that keves, is that sheep, was like a daughter to Uriah. Mishunda becheiko tishka, because she slept in his bosom and lived by him. Havale labas, therefore he's like a daughter. Ella labais must be because they lived together. It was like his wife. Hachinami labais. So 3 years labais. Meaning another example where the pasuk says the word labas, but really means that he was married to him. Okay, the pasuk continues. Ve'sheva na'arot haruyot. That Esther had seven maidservants by her while she was in Achashverosh's castle. Amarava shaisamona behen yimei Shabbos. She had seven, what's it called? Seven maidservants, maidens, whatever you call it. One for each day of the week, so that she would know when Shabbos is. I forgot who I saw this. Maybe it was Ben Yoyada. He said, what? She couldn't figure it out on her own? Count on your fingers. Today is Sunday and Monday. So he said that the reason was because on Shabbos, she kept Shabbos, right? But if they would realize that on one day of the week she's not doing any malacha, so they would know that she's Jewish. So instead, she had a different one for every day of the week. So the one on Sunday saw her do work. Monday saw her do work. They assumed that on Saturday she also does work. And the one on Shabbos didn't see her do work. She assumed that she never did any work. And that was the way she was able to conceal who she really was. Finally, the pasuk says, Veishanea ve'esnaroseah letov beis hanashim. That the Haggai, the shomer of the women, would give her food. So Amar Rava, what does that mean? Sheichila ma'al Yehudi, gave her kosher food. Even though they didn't know she was Jewish, but they knew that she grew up. The Ben Yoyada says that they knew she just grew up in Mordechai's house, so they didn't want her to have a dietary problems with her body. Okay. Ushmul Amar Shechila Kadei de Chaziri. They fed her Kadei de Chaziri. Rashi says this was like the fats from the pig. Tosa says, what? Chas Shalom to say such a thing. Okay, so what does it mean? So in the back of the Gemara, the Mitzvah Esan brings that Tosa is going with the Aruch's explanation, that the Aruch says that it was some type of plant that was grown. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zironim. Some type of seeds, also a growth type of thing. V'cheinu Omer, v'hi ha-meltzar noseis pas bagam, v'nosin lehem zironim. It was a royal food, this zironim, this type of plant, these seeds. Okay. Shisha chadashim b'shemen amor. My shemen amor. What's this oil that they anointed her with? Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Sateches. Okay, that's the name of the shemen. Rav Huna Amar Shemen Zayis. No, it's olive oil. Shalohevi Shlish, that hadn't yet grown a third, and that's very chashuv. Tan Rabbi Yehuda Omer Anpakinon is Shemen Zayis Shalohevi Shlish. That's what Anpakinon is. The Lama Sachin also. Why do people anoint themselves with it? Shemashir Saser takes off the hair. Umaadin is a basar, makes the skin very special. Be'erev hi ba u'aboker hi shava. The ladies would go at night and come back in the morning. Now that's really telling you that Achshavosh was a bad guy. I mean, he would take her for the night, and we understand what that means. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mignuso Shalosha Rasha, from the pasuk is telling you how bad he was. Lamad mishvach, we also see something good about him. He didn't have marital relations during the day. So even though the pasuk is coming to tell you something bad about him, but we deduce from there that it was good that he did it at nighttime. But he has there nos es chen. She gave off a grace. Amr bilazar melamish lekol echad veechad din masaloka umaso. Everyone saw all the nations recognized her as someone from their nation. I mean, that's how beautiful she was. Everyone looked at her. Oh, she's as beautiful like from my people, right? And every person thought that she looked like the people from her people. That's what Esther looked like. What was the significance of that? It was in the month of Teves. The month of Teves is a cold time, and therefore bodies that come close to one another benefit from the heat of one another. And therefore, Hashem made it that the Achashverosh should be with Esther during that month, because he'd love her even more because of the physical warmth that was created during the cold Tevis month. That he loved her very much. When he wanted to be with her and sense the sense of a basula, he would have it. Tam ba'ula, but when he'd want to have the taste of a ba'ula, someone who's not a basula, tam, he'd have that taste. Hashem made it that all these different times he would have, she would be like the perfect person. He made a big suda. Why did he do this? He did this because he wanted to get Esther to tell her where she's from. Avad Mishya, he made her a big party. Didn't do that for any of the other women. The Lo Galya, she didn't reveal it. Like Dali Karga, he uplifted the taxes, and he told everyone, "I'm lifting the tax everyone because of Esther." So he would think that Esther would like her even more and reveal. The Lo Galya, she didn't reveal. Lay Shadar Pardishani, he sent presents to all the officers in her name. The Lo Galya, lay, she still wouldn't tell him. Ubihika Beitz Besulo Shenis. So then he went and he got more basulas. Why did he do that? Azel shakal eitz Mordechai. He went to Mordechai. He said, "Mordechai, I need advice. She's not telling me where she's from. What should I do?" Amar. So Mordechai said, "Ein isha mitkana ela beyerech averta. Every woman is jealous of another lady. If you go get more ladies, then maybe she'll be worried that you're going to marry someone else, and she'll reveal it." Vafilachi lo galya. Still galya. She didn't tell him. Why did Mordechai tell her to do that? Because he was hoping that maybe he'd find someone else that he likes better than Esther. So that was his scheme, right? But still, Diksiv ein Esther magedes moladitah. Still, Esther never revealed who she was going to be. Okay, we'll stop here.